It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are expected to return to the state capitol soon for a special session to address COVID-19 relief funding. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Two Democratic leaders confirmed to CPR that Governor Jared Polis is ready to take this step. Polis has not indicated yet when the special session would occur. There isn't much time before the regular session, which is scheduled to begin January 13th. Some lawmakers say they need to get to work sooner because federal relief efforts have stalled. Others question whether it's safe to bring 100 lawmakers, plus their staff and members of the public, back to the Capitol, just as COVID cases are spiking across Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 hit a new record Monday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 1,294 cases of hospitalized patients confirmed to have the virus. That's 16 more than the day before and over 230 more than a week ago. Dr. Andrew Weinfeld, chief medical officer at Denver's Rose Medical Center, says hospitals have been getting ready for the surge.
The numbers are concerning, and we continue to make sure we're prepared for numbers to continue to increase.
The number of deaths are also rising. On 2 days this month, the state recorded at least 24 people who died from COVID-19. The governor and public health officials are urging people to take precautions like avoiding contact outside your immediate family. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
CDOT is warning drivers to be careful when driving eastbound on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. This time of year, the morning sun can blind people driving up Floyd Hill. CDOT may occasionally close the highway, especially when glare reflects off of wet pavement. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.